This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 866, an excerpt from the book Break the Glass Slipper by Krista Beck. Hello, everybody. I am your host, Greg Audino. Welcome to this Monday edition of ORD, the start of the first full week of 2021. My goodness. In case you are new here, this is the show on which I narrate some of the best relationship content around each weekday in 10-minute segments. Usually, we'll pull from articles, but books are definitely in our repertoire as well, and we've got one today. A brand new author to our show, Krista Beck, is letting us share an excerpt from her book titled Break the Glass Slipper. I'll share a bit more about her after the reading, so for now, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book Break the Glass Slipper by Krista Beck. How is love going to happen when you get up in the morning, drive to work, work all day, drive home, work out, take a shower, get in your PJs, and watch Netflix the rest of the night? Love is not going to happen if you don't create opportunities for love to happen. Take Sasha, for example. She was a 38-year-old single woman who had never married, went to church each and every week, had a great group of friends, a wonderful family, and a great career. She truly believed that love was going to happen for her. DVDs of tender-hearted rom-coms filled the shelves of her living room like Ever After, Leap Year, and Titanic. She also had many Hallmark movies crammed onto that shelf and had watched some of these DVDs 5 to 8 times. On the outside, her words spoke mostly of hope. When asked about her love life, she would say the same words over and over again. I will meet him when the timing is right. I'm praying about it. When it's ready to happen, it will happen. But if you were to take a peek into this woman's love and dating life, you would see that it was non-existent. There were no dates, no singles groups, no blind dates, no online dating, nothing. She took absolutely no action. She truly believed that love was just going to happen without her having to make any changes to her current behavior. But deep down, she was lonely. She felt the pain of going to bed alone at night. She thought something was wrong with her because she had not found her husband yet. She thought, love has happened for all my other friends. They're all getting married. So why has it not happened for me? I really thought I would have met him by now. After over a decade as a dating coach, I couldn't even count how many times I've heard, I really thought it would have happened by now. This is the downside to subconsciously believing the fairy tale that love will magically happen. You think it will just happen, all on its own, so you focus on your career, your friends, your hobbies, but you don't focus on creating movement and opportunities in your love life. You have a great life, but you don't have someone to share it with. How are you going to meet the man of your dreams if you're not putting yourself out there? How are you to have the intimacy you deeply crave if you are staying home every night? How are you going to have the security of a loving partnership if you're not meeting any new single people? Believing this fairy tale lets you off the hook from being responsible for doing anything about it. Love doesn't just happen when you're sitting on the couch, period. If that were true, then your only chance to meet someone new would be the pizza delivery guy or the plumber. This kind of magical thinking is unconsciously sabotaging the love life of floods of people who are scared to death that they are not going to find a happy, enduring relationship. They toss and turn at night, fearful that love won't happen for them. Take Kara, for example. I was on one of my initial intro calls with her, and she said, I have a great personality, I'm fun and cute, what am I not doing right? I'm not attracting anyone right now, and this really scares me. She thought something was wrong with her. When I asked her, how many dates do you go on per month? She said, 0. When I probed a little deeper to see if I could get a clearer snapshot of her love life, what we discovered is that she was spending less than an hour a month creating opportunities for a relationship to happen. There was an aha moment on the call where everything clicked for her. Instead of thinking that her lack of a love life was due to personal shortcomings, she realized it was because she was not taking any action. She thought a man was just going to magically manifest himself. But in reality, she didn't place her dating life as a priority and was not making any effort at all. You absolutely need to get out there, away from your comfort zone, in baby steps, and create love to happen for you. Remember Sasha from earlier, the 38-year-old woman who has never married and thought love would just happen? Well, let me tell you how this story ends. Her father was worried about her and was trying to help her find a nice man. Through friends, her dad found a man that could be a good fit for her and encouraged her to meet him for coffee. Sasha did meet him, but reluctantly. She wanted nothing to do with this man her dad set her up with. But somehow, that initial meeting acted like a fire underneath her. You see, she had been crushing on a guy at church for over a year. Each time she saw him, she would get all happy inside, but she never approached him. Within that same week of having coffee with that other man, she sat next to her crush at church, introduced herself, and he asked her out for coffee. Fast forward, he proposed within 6 months, and they are currently married. All it took was for her to do something other than her normal default behavior. You just listened to an excerpt from the book titled Break the Glass Slipper by Krista Beck. Now, a quick bit about our featured author today. Krista Beck is a matchmaker, dating, love, and relationship coach, speaker, co-creator of the Jumpstart Your Heart process, creator of the Dating Compass, and author of the Amazon best-selling book, Break the Glass Slipper, Free Yourself of Fairy Tale Fantasies and Find True Love in Real Life, which we read from today, obviously. Quite a resume. She specializes in helping people identify and release their hidden barriers to love and to become the kind of person that is open to love and to easily attract the partner of their dreams. For over 11 years, she's led people in the area of love and relationships, being featured as a dating and love expert on ABC, NBC, Fox, and TEDx, and her message has reached over 1 million people around the world, and we're sure happy to have her here. If you want to find out more about her and her book, you can visit her website, KristaBeck.com. And a very enjoyable excerpt, if I do say so myself. Romance sure is one of those dangerous things, dangerous in the sense that it comes with all these stories of magic, all these plateaus about destiny that are famous enough that it's easy to actually believe in them as being true. And what this does is not only prevent us from taking action, as if to expect the universe to somehow take care of it, but it gets us uncomfortable with the opposite side of the story, which would be staying single forever. Surely this doesn't apply to everyone, but for those it does apply to, I would venture to guess the willingness to take action becomes even more stifled, because if we're afraid of failing, it's much easier to not engage at all. It's very important to keep a grounded and realistic mentality towards all things for this reason, particularly things that often have fairy tale endings associated with them. My advice? Think of it like work. You know, we all dream of being successful in work, especially when we're younger. We assume success is for us, but we all know better. We all quickly realize that it takes work and that we can't will a good and fulfilling job upon ourselves. So what do? We take the steps we need to put ourselves in that position. Same goes for love, if it's something you do indeed want for yourself. And with that, it is time to wrap up for today. I've talked your ear off. Thank you so much for being here with me, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll be back with you tomorrow in 867, where your optimal life awaits.